The following is a presentation of Tomorrow's World.
Do you worry about the future? Are you concerned what the next 5, 10, or 20 years will be like for you and your family? What about the next generation? What will be left for them? If you're worried about where this world is headed, there's a source you can turn to. It will give you answers, real answers, to give you hope about your future and that of your children. Where's that source? And how can we be so sure? Stay tuned. Many Americans are worried. They are concerned about where this world is going, especially for their children. Americans are historically a resilient and optimistic people. But that sunny view of the future is fading under the weight of growing frustrations and problems. Speaking of this change in the U.S., on March 25, 2015, Jared Keller, writing for The Atlantic, said this. When asked in a Wall Street Journal NBC poll if life for our children's generation will be better than it has been for us, 76% said they do not have such confidence, while only 21% did, the worst response ever recorded by the poll. It's no wonder the average American faces flattening wages and staggering wealth inequality, while economic elites see soaring gains, a government racked by partisan gridlock, and awash in millions in political dark money, frustration over racism and race relations, and perpetual anxiety over the specter of terrorism. But it's not just Americans. Across the globe, many are worried about their current state and their children's future. The Pew Research Center reported in November 8, 2013, that most Middle Eastern and European public surveyed offered overwhelmingly gloomy assessments of their economic situations. Less than 5% describe economic conditions as good in Spain, Italy, and Greece. And in both regions, there is relatively little optimism about the next generation's economic prospects. And this was even before ISIS took Syria and Iraq by storm, and before the latest worry about Greece's possible exit from the Eurozone. You may be worried. You may be seeing your finances getting pinched. You might have lost a job or be underemployed or facing crushing debt and see no real way out. These concerns are real. Everyone needs hope. Hope to raise their family. Hope to live in peace. Hope to provide for their basic needs. And hope that the future will be better. Where do you turn for hope? Can you be assured of your and your children's future? Look at some of the things that God tells His people. In Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11, He says this, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." Do you want God's guidance in your future? Are you seeking Him with all your heart? That's what it takes. If you've been watching Tomorrow's World for any length of time, you know that this work teaches from the Bible that the biblical holy days, or feast days, as they're also called, are still valid for Christians today. What are they? Passover, Days of Unleavened Bread, Pentecost, Feast of Trumpets, Day of Atonement, Feast of Tabernacles, and the Last Great Day. These are days Christians are to keep today to honor God. But why mention the holy days when talking about hope and hopelessness and problems eroding our confidence in the future? for a very important reason. You see, the holy days are prophetic. The holy days tell the future. Do you want to know the future for yourself and your family? The Apostle Paul explained it when writing to the church in Colossae. So let no one judge you in food or in drink, or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbath, which are a shadow of things to come. The holy days are a shadow, a foreshadow, a prediction of things to come. If we keep them, we can be learning about God's overall plan of salvation and what's coming next. For example, the ancient observance of the Passover was prophetic of Jesus Christ coming to earth as the perfect Lamb of God and giving his life for all mankind. The Apostle Paul explained that in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7. He said this, "For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us." Another example, Pentecost, kept in the New Testament, was anciently called the Feast of First Fruits. It was prophetic of the New Testament church being founded as a small beginning, a first fruits, and having the Holy Spirit poured out. Peter explained that in his Pentecost sermon in Acts chapter 2. The holy days foretell events in the future. And so we can ask the question, what comes next? Millennia ago, God gave his people annual holy days to teach them to worship him and understand his plan. The New Testament church, following in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, kept these annual holy days with rich new meaning and understanding. These days continue to be kept by Christians even today. You can learn more about the profound meaning of these holy days in our free booklet entitled, The Holy Days, God's Master Plan. This booklet will open your eyes to why the New Testament church kept these days and what you can learn from them today. This booklet, The Holy Days, God's Master Plan, will give you hope and vision for your life and show you the hope God has for the whole world. You need to know about this hope. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy of The Holy Days, God's Master Plan. You can also order this booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
For today's free informative offer, send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-493-5437. That number again is 1-800-493-5437. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the remaining time we have on this program, we'll talk about four prophetic events that remain as predicted by the holy days. You can know the future. You don't have to be in doubt or worry. There will be a future. The holy days tell us what is coming if we just have eyes to see and ears to hear. So what are these prophesied events that remain? They are the return of Christ and the resurrection of the saints, the capture and binding of Satan the devil, the millennial reign of Christ, and the general resurrection. These are all foretold by the final four holy days. So let's look at them one by one. The Feast of Trumpets, return of Christ, and saints changed to glory. The Feast of Trumpets is a holy day that occurs each year in the early fall, usually in September. In ancient times, trumpets were used as an alarm of war, Symbolically, the Feast of Trumpets foretells of a time of war. Seven trumpet blasts will occur during the day of the Lord. But the trumpets don't just signal an alarm of war. They also will announce the end of this age and the beginning of a new one. Notice in Revelation chapter 11 and verse 15, and we read about this. It says, "Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven, saying, 'The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.' The despots, the tyrants, the corrupt governments, they will all end. And Jesus Christ will personally reign over all nations from Jerusalem and do it right." Think about that. Notice what the scripture says the angel said in response to this. Revelation 11, verse 17. "We give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was and who is to come, because you have taken your great power and reigned. The nations were angry and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth." Jesus Christ literally will pull back humanity from the brink when we are on the edge of total nuclear annihilation. Nuclear war will not obliterate life from this planet. God shows us through the Feast of Trumpets that it won't happen. The Feast of Trumpets also reveals the role the saints will have in the establishment of his kingdom. This day prophesies of the resurrection or the change of the saints to spirit life. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 50 tells us these very, very encouraging words. "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, the sleep of death, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." Do you want to be a part of that group? Many well-meaning people today would like to help more, to bring world peace, to end poverty, to stop nations from warring with one another. And many well-intentioned people do what they can to accomplish noble goals. But how would you like to really be involved in really changing the world? Stopping violence, all of it, feeding the hungry, all of them, rescuing downtrodden people from corrupt dictators who crush them and steal from them. There is hope for the world. You can be a part of that solution. And we learned that from the Feast of Trumpets. We don't have time to explain every detail in this short program today. And that's why you need to request this eye-opening booklet on the Holy Days, entitled The Holy Days, God's Master Plan. It will help you understand what's happening today and what's coming in the future. It will give you confidence and courage in the uncertain times we live in, because you'll know what's coming next. What is God's plan for mankind? How can we know? And what hope does it offer for humanity? We don't have to guess. Your Bible shows the answers if we will just take a look with an open mind. This booklet, The Holy Days, God's Master Plan, will give you insight and hope like you've never had before. You really need it. It can change your life. So request it today. The Holy Days, God's Master Plan. Call now.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter.
Another holy day which will be prophetic for our time is the Day of Atonement. What does it represent and how can it bring us hope? The Day of Atonement represents Satan the devil captured and bound. When Christ returns, he will not only put down evil dictators, he will also vanquish and conquer Satan the devil. For there to be lasting hope in the future, that being has to be removed. And that's precisely what the Day of Atonement tells us. We read in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 1. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years were finished. This is the message of the Day of Atonement. This event will occur right after Christ's return. Jesus Christ will conquer the nations, then he will capture Satan the devil and his demons and will chain them up for 1,000 years. Think about it. Think of all the things in this world that are caused by Satan's influence. Violence and warfare, abuse and addiction, covetousness, greed, antagonism between races, domestic violence, broken homes. Think about how it would change society to take away that powerful being who works behind the scenes. His fingerprint can be seen in the halls and boardrooms of government and industry, education, in science, and in entertainment. It is he who stirs us up, even in our own homes, to fight and battle with those whom we have promised to love and cherish for life. This day, the Day of Atonement, promises hope because it promises prophetically that the spirit behind the evil in this world will be stopped. Each year, when God's church observes this day, which is a day of fasting and humbling ourselves, we learn more about the hope that is coming for the whole world when Satan's taken away. The third reason to hope in the holy days, the Feast of Tabernacles, foretells of 1,000 years of worldwide peace and safety. The Feast of Tabernacles is a 7-day period in the fall of each year. It occurs in late September or early October, right after the Feast of Trumpets and the Day of Atonement. In ancient times, it was a time of great rejoicing for that year's crops which had just been harvested. Prophetically, the Feast of Tabernacles foretells of 1,000 years of peace and prosperity the whole world will enjoy. Fathers and mothers will work together in living and working and taking care of their families. The prophet Micah predicts, "But everyone shall sit under his vine and under his fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid." Isn't that what every father and mother around the globe yearns for? To live in peace, to take care of their children, to watch them grow, to earn enough to provide for them, to have a decent life. We don't have that today. Today, thousands of Africans are risking everything they have to reach Europe and make a better life for themselves. It's being called the largest global migration wave since World War II, and it's going on right now in the world's deadliest migrant route. Over 1,800 people have died in 2015 alone from boating accidents while attempting to cross the Mediterranean Sea from Libya to Italy. Why are they risking life and limb? In spite of economic malaise and social unrest in Europe, it's still better there than where they're coming from. They have a glimmer of hope. They're willing to sell everything they have, to leave their homes, to risk it all for that small chance of reaching a more prosperous Europe. In a few years after Christ has conquered the rebels, captured Satan, set up his government, these heart-rending stories will become a thing of the past, because everyone will have the opportunity to live, to raise a family, to make a living in peace and safety. Read in Revelation 20 how it's going to happen. "And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Each year when God's church observes the fall feast of tabernacles, it is a joyous occasion. It's a time to worship God with people of like mind. It's a time to think about and learn about the hope for all mankind that's contained in this festival. It has real meaning. It foretells the future, a good future. And we want you to understand that future too. Christ's reign on earth, the millennium, as we call it, is prophesied through the holy days. There's much more that we don't have time to go through in today's program, but our booklet, The Holy Days, God's Master Plan, will step by step explain what these days mean. It will help you understand how these days were fulfilled in history and what they tell about in the future. This booklet will help you understand why Christians are to keep these days today. So request the free booklet, The Holy Days, God's Master Plan. It will help you have a vision and a hope for your life, and it will show you what God is doing on a grand scale for all of humanity. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy of The Holy Days, God's Master Plan. You can also order this booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses. You can also find us on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter at Tomorrow's World.
For today's free informative offer, send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-493-5437. That number again is 1-800-493-5437. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
The fourth and final holy day we'll consider gives the greatest hope of all. It's called the Last Great Day, and it's the hope for all mankind. Right after the 7 days of the Feast of Tabernacles in the fall, there is an eighth and final day. It's called That Great Day in John 7:37. It is a separate holy day and carries great meaning for the future. It foretells, after the millennial reign of Christ, of a general resurrection. The rest of the dead, we read about in Revelation 20. But the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is speaking of another resurrection. In the previous verse, it speaks of the first resurrection of the saints. This, therefore, is the second resurrection of the rest of the dead. So what is the future of the so-called lost billions and billions of human beings who've lived and died, the vast majority in total anonymity? Let's read it again in Revelation chapter 20. It says, "Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God." The dead standing means a resurrection. "And the books were opened." They were given understanding of what they were reading, the books of the Bible. "And another book was opened, which is the book of life." That is, given access to God's truth and his spirit. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. We see a glimpse of what will be one of the most exciting events in history, when all of the human beings who never had a genuine opportunity will be given their chance. This is not a second chance at eternal life. This is their first real chance. This is the meaning of the last great day. Again, going further, he says in Revelation 20, "The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades, or the grave, delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to his works." That's in verse 13. This is a prophecy of a loving God who will give all mankind a chance to be in his kingdom. Many are confused about this, but this is why the holy days, including the last great day, are so important to keep. They open our understanding to God's plan of bringing many sons to glory. God is not willing that any should perish. That's found in 2 Peter 3, verse 9. It's God's will that all, every man and woman who's ever lived, will respond in faith and be a part of God's kingdom. And each year, in the fall, when God's church observes this day, it is a time of great rejoicing, to rehearse and to learn more deeply each year the hope that God holds out for all mankind. There is hope. The June 13, 2015 edition of The Economist magazine carried this ominous front page warning. It said, "Watch out, the world is not ready for the next recession." We are living in troublesome and challenging times, but we don't have to live in fear. Let God's holy days begin to have a profound impact on your life. Prove it to yourself. Worship God, keep His Sabbaths, His holy days, and see the impact they have on your life. And if you'd like more information about God's Sabbath, the observance of His holy days, and how you should keep them, get in touch with one of our ministers. They would be glad to help. May God give you hope in the dark days ahead through His truth, His Spirit, His love, His ways, and the understanding of His holy days as you walk with Him. To aid in your study of the holy days, please be sure to request our free booklet, The Holy Days, God's Master Plan. And be sure to join us every week on Tomorrow's World as Richard Ames shares with you the teachings of Jesus Christ and the exciting end-time prophecies and their meaning. Also, join Wallace Smith and me as we give you special biblical perspectives on Christian living and the prophecies of tomorrow's world. So be sure to join us again next week, right here, at the same time.
To view the Tomorrow's World telecast or request today's free offer, visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. And remember to find us on Facebook and be sure to follow us on Twitter. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.